Okay, maybe you want to just drive the speed limit to your movie theater this weekend. Even though it's not summer yet, there are some potential blockbusters out today. And to tell us what the nation's critics think of them, here is Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
What a May Day mix we have. Everything from a male bridesmaid to a legendary superhero to a Pulitzer Prize-winning writer making a martial arts movie. And yes, it seems to be a law that every few months we have to have a romantic comedy revolving around a wedding because, you know, weddings are funny. Stressed out, nervous people in formal wear and whatnot. Patrick Dempsey stars in Maid of Honor, where a sexy, successful guy realizes he's in love with his female best friend who is now getting married after a whirlwind romance. Man, I just hope he doesn't try to stop the wedding. That'd be tacky.
So let me tell you who the other bridesmaids are going to be.
Okay.
All right, Stephanie.
Stephanie, great. I like
and
Stephanie.
She loves you.
Oh, good.
And my friend Hillary from camp.
Hillary, I don't know Hillary.
She's the best.
Okay.
And Melissa.
Oh, no.
I had two times. She's
Melissa.
My cousin.
No, she hates me.
Unfortunately, many critics seem to hate Maid of Honor as well. But like that one relative at a wedding who compliments but begrudgingly, Entertainment Weekly manages a nice cookie-cutter comedy. No more, no less. But Variety complains, feels recycled from top to bottom, and Newsweek snarls, static, unfunny, and listless. Pulitzer Prize-winning writer David Mamet mixes his stark drama with martial arts in Red Belt. Chiwetel Ejiofor from Dirty Pretty Things and Children of Men stars as a brilliant spiritual jiu-jitsu instructor who is pulled into a corrupt world of professional fighting. Emily Mortimer also stars.
I don't understand.
The first step is the hardest.
And what is the first step?
To leave the outside outside.
I think I've come to the wrong place.
Most of the critics applaud this thinking man's Rocky. Not Newsday, which thinks Red Belt fails on nearly every level, but New York Magazine says fast, lively, and very watchable. And many agree with the New York Times, which cheers satisfying and unexpectedly involving. And what will surely be a box office bonanza this weekend, Robert Downey Jr. dons the cool armor suit in Iron Man. The popular comic book character, who first appeared in 1963, continues his battle with evil. Gwyneth Paltrow also stars, and the action film is directed by Jon Favreau, who has given us everything from Elf to Zathura.
Tell you what, do a weather and ATC check, start listening in on ground control.
Sir, there are still terabytes of calculations needed before an actual flight is adjourned.
Jarvis, sometimes you gotta run before you can walk.
Iron Man is getting great reviews. Fresh, original, and alive, shouts the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Fast, funny, and deliriously entertaining, roars the Philadelphia Inquirer, and the New York Post raves, one of the hippest, best-written, and best-directed superhero movies ever. You know, I can really relate to Iron Man. He has genius-level intelligence, and I have genius-level intelligence. He has a suit of power armor that gives him super strength and the ability to fly, and I have a bad back and a fear of flying. So, I guess I'm closer to the Iron Chef. You know, not that I can whip up international gourmet meals, but I can certainly eat them. And, never mind.
Maybe the Teflon Chef. Anyway, that's Mark Jordan Ligon. He's a writer living in Los Angeles.